1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Child care providers across Wisconsin are calling on state lawmakers to support proposed legislation to extend funding for the Child Care Counts program. The Child Care Counts program was a major topic during negotiations on the new biennial state budget earlier this year. After declaring 2025 as the year of the kid, Governor Tony Evers repeatedly said he would not sign a budget that did not include Child Care Counts funding. Lawmakers eventually agreed on creating a $110 million bridge payments program as part of $360 million in total child care funding in the new budget. However, child care providers say the payments aren't enough to continue covering their needs. Part of the challenge is finding a way to both make child care more affordable for families while also paying providers a living wage. The proposed legislation would provide over $440 million in state general purpose revenue to support the child care industry over the next 2 years. Republican state lawmakers have proposed their own legislation, under which child care providers could receive business tax credits for themselves and their staff. As the federal government shutdown continues, over a dozen school districts located on tribal lands in Wisconsin have not received the usual federal funding that they depend on. According to a WPR report, the Federal Impact Aid Program was established over 70 years ago to make up the gap in tax revenue for school districts on non-taxable federal land like tribal land. Wisconsin school districts were issued a total of around $23 million for the 2025 fiscal year, but the distribution of that funding has been delayed. Officials from the National Association of Federally Impacted Schools say the first round of impact aid payments were supposed to be distributed over recent weeks. Due to the ongoing federal government shutdown and U.S. Department of Education cuts, however, school districts like Black River Falls, Ashland, and Hayward have not received their payments. District officials say they've been forced to dip into reserve funding just to pay their teachers and could consider hiring freezes or cutting after-school programs if the issue continues. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment for us. I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be clear with a low dropping to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.